Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Maui, where 106 people have now been confirmed dead in last week's wildfires. Some people who live in hard-hit Lahaina, like Rebecca Wimmer, have been given temporary permission to return to their homes, or what's left of them.
It looked like a building had been cremated. There was nothing identifiable. Everything was powder.
There's a warning to potential profiteers. CBS's Jessica Cartelia.
The governor has asked the state's attorney general to put a stop to outsiders coming in and snatching up land from the local community. He says it's also something that he's discussed with actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who spent part of his childhood here in Hawaii.
Former President Trump has released a new campaign video on the heels of his criminal indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to change the election results there.
They know they can't beat me in a fair fight at the ballot box, so they're weaponizing the legal system to try and defeat me.
Mr. Trump and his 18 co-defendants have until a week from Friday to turn themselves in. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office says it expects each to be booked at the county jail. North Korea claims a U.S. soldier who ran across the heavily armed border last month was disillusioned with discrimination in the Army. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon says it can't verify North Korea's claims, but remains focused on Private Travis King's return. King served in South Korea and bolted across the border in July. A U.S. defense official would only say we are working through all available channels to bring him home. He is the first American detained in North Korea in 5 years.
Republicans in North Carolina hope to override Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for trans kids. The state House will hold the first of two votes this afternoon. GOP lawmakers hold super majorities in both state chambers. A new study from heavily drilled Pennsylvania links fracking to cancer in children. CBS Pittsburgh's Jessica Gouet.
Researchers found children who lived within 1 mile of one or more natural gas wells had a 5 to 7 times the chance of developing lymphoma compared to children who lived in an area without wells within 5 miles.
A glitch at ATMs in Ireland triggers a short-lived gold rush. CBS's Vicky Barker at the foreign desk.
Long lines at Bank of Ireland cash machines last night after word spread that a malfunction was allowing people to withdraw seemingly limitless funds. Alas for them, the technical issue's been resolved and any money taken will be debited from their account.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate it.
appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs level off around 84. Today, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 61, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 74. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
changes the prognosis dramatically.
And you're the doctor, but as a layperson, I read about that. And it's unbelievable how the survival rate, that if you catch it very early in the...
Treating it locally when it's dislocated in the breast is much, much better than once it starts spreading across the body. So early diagnosis is key, and yearly mammograms are important because we have many patients that have a normal mammogram 1 year and are diagnosed the next year. So it's really important to keep up with that screening.
Wow. And, some people don't go to the doctor.
Welcome to Misty's Menu, the cozy small-town cafe that feels like home, with friendly faces and homemade food that'll warm your heart. Start your day off right with a fresh cup of roasted coffee. And how about a stack of their famous pancakes or a hearty breakfast sandwich to go with it? Or swing by for lunch and try their mouth-watering burgers and sandwiches, all made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. At Misty's Menu, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family. So stop in, take a seat, and let them treat you to a little taste of home. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Have a preventative mastectomy before you get breast cancer. And typically in these patients, we look at having screening like mammograms and MRIs alternating, starting about 10 years before your youngest family member that has breast cancer. So these are usually identified because you have multiple family members with breast and or ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. And then the testing pursues and it identifies breast cancer gene. And then you get into the high risk screening protocol. And so you can monitor a little bit closer every 6 months. And then also sign up for a preventative preventative mastectomy.
Doesn't it go from like 40% risk to like 4% overall? I mean, it's pretty incredible, isn't it?
It's an incredibly high rate of breast cancer. You know, some of the genes are up to 60% risk of having breast cancer in their lifespan.
And how do people get checked for that?
So when they're in the high risk group, they have mammograms every 6 months alternating with MRIs. So it's even tighter screening in that population because we know that the risk is so incredibly high.
Awesome.
That's so great you gave your life to this. And I said earlier, and it was really, I read about it, but we are making advances. I mean, people need to be comfortable that we're making it, or you're the doctor.
The screening has become more sophisticated. The types of MRI and mammogram that we use are getting better. The genetic testing has more genes that have been identified, so we can identify familial risk better. And the reconstruction has come along a long, long ways, where we can reconstruct breasts in a much more convenient way. Patients can get back to their normal form and function after this treatment.
That's awesome. I mean, as scary as that is, there's a comfort out there. I mean, and thank God for all three of you, you know, that. Yeah. And like Jessica, we were talking about, Awareness, a little fundraising, that's important to anyone who, and like I said, I think we all know someone, but again, Jessica, I want you to give us that, just that website again that people can go to, and we'd like to hear from, or Jessica would like to hear from you by Friday if you're interested in participating, and this is just the first step in this whole event. And you know, the end goal here is awareness, and it's not only awareness to the listeners and the people in Northeast Wisconsin throughout the state, but it also, as you said, the money raised, you know, 97 cents out of every dollar goes to help people who are going through this process. So if you want to give that to us one more time, we're going to have you guys back. We're going to run out of time pretty soon, but tell us again how people can participate.
They can go to baycareclinic.com and go to plastic surgeries page on that website. There is a sign up for Bras of the Bay. They can also visit our Facebook page, which is Plastic Surgery and Skin Specialist by Baycare.
All right. We're going to put something on our Facebook too. Kathy,
thank you
for coming. Jessica, great to have you in the house. And happy birthday, Dr. O'Connor. Thanks for all you're doing here in Greater Green Bay. We'll have you back. We'll talk more about this. And Johnny and I are definitely going to decorate a bra and be part of this process.
So. Thank you. Yes, making strides.
Absolutely.
Oh, and the walk.
Yeah.
We're in.
All right.
We're all in. All right. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Mayor in the Mino, WGBW, 1590 AM, 97.9 FM.
Thank you.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 82. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 65, partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 64.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. We're switching gears here. We're talking a little high school sports starting up right now. Of course, tomorrow night, the opening kickoff for high school football. We're going to be doing a great game on Showdown. DePere at Nina with their brand new $100 million facility they've got there. But one of the things that isn't talked about a lot in regards to high school sports right now is the unbelievable need for officials. I mean, every game... Beforehand, when we talk to the officials at the football games, they always say, hey, Mino, do us a favor. What's that? Put out the word. We need people, man. We need people. I mean, he said, we've got guys that have been doing this for 40 years, and they're asked to do, like, JV games and freshman games. So we got Tim Marquardt, and we got Brian Mills, officials, WIA officials. Step in, fellas, and introduce yourselves and tell us where this all is and how we got here.
Thanks for having us, John. Both of us are members of the Green Bay Officials Association. So one of the things that we're working on is just increasing the number of officials that we have. Within our association, we have about 60 officials, Tim, I'd say, for football. And when you look at the number of games that take place during the week, you know, we have JV games, we have middle school games, and then varsity games on Friday. The need is there. So we do scheduling for about 8 schools in the area for non-varsity games. So 4 officials each, that's 32 officials each week. And the average age probably about 5 years ago was about 55 years old. So that has not gone down.
No, it has not. And God bless those guys who are in their 60s running around out there.
We see that in quite a few industries, right? We're kind of aging out. So let me ask you this. There are those of us who love to watch. Some of us played. But officiating, that's a different thing.
It's a whole different
it's
world.
It's a whole different world. And
it takes a special breed.
What do you want for their resume, for their criteria? What kind of training? Tell us a little bit more. Maybe, yeah, Tim, if you want to do that.
So, I mean, the characteristics of a good official are just like a teacher. And you know, because football and other sports are an extension of the classroom, you know, academic-based events. So if you can get somebody who's calm, you know, obviously you need to know the rules, need to dress the part, need to know where you are on the field. And those
gotta
are all
be
things,
in shape.
Yeah. Surprisingly, in football, you do less running than you might think.
But in basketball, I mean, it's...
Basketball is a whole other animal as far as that. And we also, our association is involved in volleyball, softball, and baseball as well. And there are other, you know, track and field and soccer associations in the area. But, you know, back to your point around, you want a characteristic of folks who are going to take it seriously enough to want to know the rules and adjudicate it. But it's not about the officials, right? We're supporting the game, and we want to try and make sure that the kids get to participate and we keep the balance in the game.
Brian, go ahead.
One of the things that you guys have talked about on your show a lot is how much you contribute back to the community. So that's the other key part, is we want officials that are willing to kick back to the community. I had one spot where I was reffing a middle school basketball game, and the kid came up to me and he said, "You've done every sport I've played in, whether it's been our football games or our basketball games." And that feels great when they say that. You don't need to be a teacher, though. I mean, our officials come from all different areas of work, and it's great because we'll also make sure that they have that training. And when you're doing the non-varsity games, we make sure that you're set with an experienced crew, and as we do the scheduling, to make sure that right. You don't have 4 new officials out there that you can kind of blend in and be mentored with it.
I think you are opening the door, though. I've been to some games, and there have been some pretty young officials out there, and I think that's awesome.
Great.
It's just like this doctor who just left, right? I mean, she, you know, I don't know, she just, people are getting, we're getting older, though. I mean, Johnny and I, John's really getting older, but we're all getting older, and these officials
being deep-fried pork.
But I...
glad you're with us today, John. I heard yesterday's show.
Right, so after last night.
The show's not over yet.
But someone who's young, and is there an age limit, is one question. And the second thing is, and you answered this, but I just, they're not alone out there. I mean, they're with experience, like you guys, right? They're with experience. So.
One of the great things with football is that with the crew of 4 or 5 officials, you have your one section that you're responsible for. The WIA allows high schoolers to officiate, and actually you don't have to
really?
Pay the, yep, and you don't need to pay the WIA licensing fee for that. They waive that. You just talk to your local athletic director at your school. They'll set you up with one of us and help you out with that. And the WIA also waives any fees for veterans. So if you're a veteran, you want to get into officiating, there's no licensing fee with that.
So Tim, you talked about, being calm, which that would eliminate me, but
how about
like,
me?
Like how? But when I watch these, even these reporters or these cops on the sideline, how do you stay out of the game? Yet you're running the game. I mean, it's your field.
Yeah, controlling the emotions. It's funny you mentioned cops on the side of the field. So, you know, a couple of my wing officials are former police. And, you know, one of the beauties of those guys is when everybody else is getting excited, they're the ones who are keeping a calm head.
Totally.
It's a great attribute for those folks who can do it. But if you understand the game, you understand the rules, you know, through the development and growth process that we have to clinics and tests and stuff like that, it's easy when somebody's asking a question. What you got to stay away from is when they're making a statement, hey, you missed that call. Well, that's not a question. I don't need to respond to that.
Right.
You know, if they're asking me a question, how come that wasn't, or, right. you know, did you see, you know, those are things you can respond to, but, you know, part of becoming an official is learning, hey, respond to questions, don't respond to statements.
Yeah. When we got to talk about one quick thing here, though, Jim. I think one of the elephants in the room we're not talking about is lack of officials because of fan behavior. And that's a whole topic on its own.
I think that needs to be addressed. And the other thing, I want to talk about that when we come back. And I know you guys are on a tight timeline.
You got to be at Westy Pier Middle School by 8 o'clock.
Okay, get this guy, please.
Jason, you went to Westy Pier. How long will it take to get from right here to Westy Pier Middle School?
Maybe 15 minutes.
Right. 15 minutes. Okay, you got time. You can make it.
And then I want to talk about, you talked about the youth, and I'm surprised it's that young. Talk about women officiating, too, because, you know, half the country are, right? And that's not a big thing. Like, I'm not surprised that you two guys are here, but I let's talk about that, and we get back. And I want to talk about this fan thing, too, though, because I don't think you deserve
that. Yeah, that's important. Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Cold as ice, you're willing to sacrifice our love.
Home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Tom.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars, workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs level off around 84. Today, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 61, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 74. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Where this music came from, talking high school sports, but Jason, you're the man. You're in the line. Where's this from, Jason?
It's Sticks.
Sticks, I know. Oh, okay. Thank you, Jason. So I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm here with Brian Mills and Tim Marquardt, high school officials. And guys, we have to approach the subject. How many guys do you think, or women or whomever, have been run out of the business? Because it's like, I don't need to take this crap from people. Is that a big factor in the demise of a lot of officiating?
No doubt it is. We're having officials, you know, who come and will work, and within the first couple of years will determine whether they're going to stay on with it. And believe it or not, the younger levels can be worse than the older levels. The first time mom sees little Johnny take an elbow, she's excited and she's coming out of her seat at the official. There's a old comic that kind of talks about a guy who's sitting on the bench and this fella's yelling at the official the whole game, and pretty soon the guy says, you know, I'm going to start yelling at your kid. And he says, well, what do you mean? And turns out it's the official's father, and he says, you've just been yelling at mine the whole time. And so, again, as we get these younger ones, and women, we do have some women officials and would love to have more, but parents are probably, at least in my opinion, the biggest concern because they don't have some of the training. Sometimes you'll get a coach or a player that's excited, but that, by far that's much lower in my experience than fans. And football's not so bad because they're farther away from you, generally speaking. Basketball, you're much, much tighter. But fans are, and the abuse of fans, and there's lots of things going on, at all different levels to try and help influence that. But that's something we got to get in control that is affecting the population of folks who choose to officiate.
Right. That's one of the good things with football is that we are far enough away that the fans aren't necessarily honest. Tim does a lot of basketball. I do low-level basketball at times, so I couldn't imagine having the fans on you on that part. We did have one game that we were working, and in a very northeast Wisconsin thing, a fan asked us to hit a deer on our way home.
Wow.
After the game, but we made it safe.
Unbelievable. So. But you're talking about that, about youth sports. I helped out at the little basketball tournament at Resurrection a few years back. These kids were so young and everything, and I'll never forget one of the coaches berating the official after, you're the worst official I've ever seen. I've been doing, it's like, are you kidding me? These guys are volunteers who are, you know, and it's like, how can you be that way towards officials? I just don't understand it. But there's no filter. I mean, these people at their regular jobs could be, you know, as nice and polite and whatever, but man, you get them in that competitive environment and they become a different person, don't they?
One of the things I saw is a good response when parents or coaches are agitated is just asking them to repeat what they said. Uh-huh. And once they have that pause to really recognize what they're saying to another human being who's spending their Friday nights or their Thursday nights helping them out, it clicks in their brain. So it slows them down.
I would just think that I would look at the coaches and the parents as two different categories. The coaches should be fined. I mean, people look to them, those kids especially. I mean, we've had a number of coaches on this show and players, and they just really, these coaches, you know, you talk about educators, which are really important. Of course, parents, very important. But coaches are a big part of their life. And, you know, that outburst, that's just not the way life should be. I mean, everybody gets emotional. But I want to get back to the parents. You know, you guys can't stop the game and have a dialogue with everyone in the fan, right? I mean, with everyone in the crowd. I mean, you got to coach the game and we got to keep the game moving. But, you know, parents need to say something to other parents, too. It's like, come on, give the guy a break. I mean, he's working hard out there.
Yeah, and officially that's part of the game management's responsibility in most of our venues at the high school level. As you get into the youth levels, obviously there's not always somebody whose responsibility is to monitor that. So it, as an official, the less you engage the audience, you know, generally speaking, the better you're going to be. Because you just don't, once you start communicating with them, then right. everything goes south from there.
I think being a mayor is a little bit like being a homeowner.
That's what I was trying to get into. I was looking at him, kind of saying, look, I get it. I'm just trying to help.
And hey, you know, I think you brought me in that great newspaper from Marquette County. He brings me in this great thing. But the reason I just thought about this, there was an article in the paper up there. These two guys, both good friends of mine, Fukoski and Rodney Gazzetti, and they've umped and refereed for over 40 years now
wow.
together. And they talk about their first games, $7.50, drive through snowstorms like you can't believe. They had to change in the wood shop class because there was no extra locker rooms and everything. People have no idea, especially some of these quote-unquote old-timers, the price they paid. Zero money, basically, just for the love of the game.
Yeah. I mean, a varsity game, your pay when you look at the hours is going to be a little bit of a challenge. But the great thing is the group of officials that you get to meet, the athletic directors in this area treat us well, you know, and just the camaraderie and hanging out with a bunch of people that share the same interest is worthwhile on it. So.
Well, and you're doing a lot of this for those kids too. I mean, they couldn't have the game without you. I mean, right. They need the coach. They need the venue. But they couldn't do it without officiating. And you know, that's gotta mean something to you. I mean, you said that some people looked up to you. Go ahead.
That's where, like you say, it's got to come from a self-fulfillment, because on a dollars per hour basis, you'd be better flipping burgers at McDonald's yep, or something. Yeah. But one of the things that was interesting is during COVID, there was actually, I think, a higher appreciation of us showing up to do a game
right.
because, you know, people were making a lot of choices about where they spent their time, especially in a group environment. So, you know, you're going to go in a room and you're going to blow your whistle, put air in it. In a basketball court with a bunch of other kids, that was something that people recognized. It has fallen off a little bit since then. I still, most venues I go to feel really good appreciation from the players, the coaches, athletic directors, and stuff like that. But sometimes other folks, parents, you know, lose perspective because they want so much for their kids. It's, you know, it's from the right spot, it's from their right. heart, but they lose perspective.
Right.
And they get so focused, and a lot of our athletes now are doing full year round basketball or full year round
oh, yeah.
Specialty things. There's more and more traveling teams and things yeah. like that are driving some yeah. of this I just, as well.
With all that said, it's still a rewarding profession, and you need people. How can people, if they are interested, want to talk to you a little bit more?
Can you hang on to that one quick second? We'll finish up that, but Jason has a quick question.
Yeah, we have a text here wants to talk about how games are now going to be played on Thursday nights because of official numbers, and there won't be as many Friday night lights all year long.
Yeah, specifically, there's a group of conference commissioners. That's where most of your varsity assignments come from, is from the conference commissioners for the games. And they actually have moved to a strategy of having to have one conference a month or one conference a week play on Thursday nights for football so that they have enough crews to get around. And so part of the strategy to make sure we have officials for all the games is a conference is playing on Thursday so that we can double up and have crews working both Thursday and Friday in order to get all the games covered.
Wow. That's a heck of a schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can be.
Yeah. Tim, you've convinced, I think, a lot of us that this is rewarding, and you've been at it for some time, and you're open to the youth, to the women. There's training, there's camaraderie, there's a little bit of pay,
the pay's not bad. I know per hour it's not, but you know, if you don't have to travel 65 miles.
Yeah, if you don't add up all your hours of tests and stuff like that, the actual game's not bad number. Yeah,
all right. But how can people get in contact with you, is it Brian or whoever they
are? Yeah, our Green Bay Officials Association, GBOA, has a website, gboa.org, very simple, gboa.org, and that has all the information about our association, has how to join our association, and then the other one, obviously, is the WIA, and for their website, it's WIAAWI.org,
okay.
And they have a lot about officiating, and that's where you actually register. So all of our members are WIA registered officials, right. And then the local association, what we provide is, you know, we advocate and we help train and develop. So when you're a new person and you're like, I think I know the sport of football, let's say, but I don't know where I'm supposed to be on the field or what my mechanics are. Those are all things we can develop in you. Unfortunately, after you do that, you're never going to watch a game the same again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet.
You're an official. But
you know, every kid wants to, you know, kick the winning field goal. Would you want to be the official that, you know, like end of the game and
no.
All cameras are on
no.
you?
No, 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 no.
I
remember when women's slow pitch softball started up in Nagani. And as the summer, I was 16 and I was the ump on Saturday mornings. And I got to tell you, I was a terrible ump. I'll never forget that. I don't know. And I played sports all my life and I was a catcher. So I, you know, nobody really knows if it's a ball or a strike better than a catcher. So I always thought, well, I'm going to be a phenomenal, you know, ump. I was terrible.
It's a different skill set.
Yeah.
You watch it different. If you think back, some of us that were officiating when the last NFL officials were on strike and, you know, people would be like, well, you want to do that? And like, nope. Because we're doing it, most of the locals, I'll say, are doing it as an advocation. Now, we do have folks who do up through Division I, you know, men's and women's basketball. We've got D1 football officials in our association. But, you know, you would think, okay, well, obviously y'all want to be doing it on Sunday for, and it's like, no, there's 15 camera angles scrutinizing me for a week.
Right.
I'm going to be nothing but all over the press. That's not what I'm interested. I want to go out on Friday night, work with a group of guys that I really enjoy working with, and we're going to be the third team on the field, and we're going to do the best job.
And I just want to say, I'm on Ted Stefaniak every game we do. If he points out a mistake by the officials, I'm like, Ted, come on, man, they're trying their hardest. But Teddy's just on you guys. I don't know what it is about him.
With all that said,
Tim has no comment.
Well, I think what Tim has said, though, the last, you know, half hour is this is a rewarding, I mean, you want to do something besides your job, right? I mean,
let me just say this, because when I was leaving Iraq one time, I asked the guy, I said, tell me the things that you guys miss that we just take for granted. Just little things, not, you know, whatever, little things. And remember, a couple of different guys said, walking up to a high school football field on a Friday night when the lights are on and the band is playing, or walking into a high school gym. So, I mean, I think the officials, you guys still have part of that.
That's where you get that energy.
Exactly. I
mean, my favorite thing in the world is go out on a Friday night with my group of guys, and we run that game. And then we come back and we celebrate our, you know, talk about things that went well and what can we do better next time. But it is the camaraderie of the officials. That's probably in the top two things that most officials are going to cite. And part of what our association really tries to feed on is supporting each other. And that network, there was a Big Ten official that did our football clinic, John O'Neill. He was a referee in the Big Ten and is now a position trainer for the NFL. And he talked and he gave an example. He said he went through his telephone and just in the A's and B's, he had 31 contacts that were all about people from officiating, just awesome. In two letters of the alphabet. And I thought about that, and I would guess that my phone is probably someplace north of 80% officials.
Isn't that great? I mean, so we talk about community service on this show and giving back or whatever you want to call it, but that sounds like a great, it's something to explore. Now, it's not for everybody, and I totally agree with you, Johnny. You know, he didn't have the you know, talent, but even those of us who might have the talent, I don't have the emotional restraint to do that. I would be like, I think, but
you barely have the emotional restraint to do this.
But I want to say, if people who are interested and something to really look at, you know, just you go to the website, gboa.org, and it's Tim, and they can get to you through that. You can talk to them a little bit, you know, coach them up. And then, of course, there's a WIAAWI, which is WIAA Wisconsin, WIAAWI.org. And I hope we get some people to take an interest in this, because what you bring to the communities, and I think you get part of it, but I don't, like Johnny said, you know, even those guys in Iraq, just a Friday night game with your family, it's affordable. It is, you know, hot dogs are $2 versus
$8. I don't think there's
$8.
Anything better than a high school football game.
Right, and you know the players, the bands are good. Yep.
And despite Ted picking on us from the radio, most folks are very appreciative of the officials. So, you know, I don't want to paint a picture that, you know, as an official, you're always going to be the black sheep in a community or anything like that. A lot of support for officials, a lot of camaraderie of officials. But we also, we do need people.
Right. And you've made that clear. And I just hope that, you know, this program can at least get people talking about, thinking about it. And, you know, really just look at the website.
And I just want to say, Ted's going to be walking to the studio in about 10 minutes. Ted's the last person in the world that would ever criticize an official.
No, I've worked.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. I've worked basketball, football for Ted. No problem.
He's the nicest guy you'll ever find. Right. Hey, and one last quick thing though, for you guys, we're going to wrap it up here, but, thanks for what you're doing, and I really and truly mean that.
Absolutely.
I love high school sports. If it wasn't for you guys, it just wouldn't be.
We'll see you Friday night.
All right. Sounds phenomenal. Awesome. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it, buddy. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. That was fun. Talk about officiating, WIA officiating. I think that's awesome. Those guys are, tell you what, talk about dedicated to sport.
And I don't think they get the credit for making that sport happen.
Yep.
I mean, that happens. We walk in there, the band's great,
yep.
The players are excited,
yep.
The fans, the kids, but it wouldn't happen without officiating.
Nope.
And they need officials, folks. And they
desperately.
And also, when we get so emotional, and I'm one of them, but I mean, you got to let those guys alone.
Absolutely. Well, now, early, we started out the show, we're going to end the show on the same note. Fried pork. Okay.
Okay.
And I went to Cholesterol Fest last night. A great friend of mine, Jimmy Umentum, puts on at his farm in Denmark, which is so popular you can't believe it. Jimmy, you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Oh.
Now, Jim, this is former mayor Jim Schmidt.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Jim? John sent me some pictures of your event. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Rescue squad just left. Everybody's fine. I think we'll be good for next year.
So, Jim, first of all, okay, the cold pork that I was eating, what was that?
Well, you know, there's a gentleman, two good friends of mine, husband and wife. She is from Taiwan, and she puts together this pork belly. It's a delicious dish. I don't know how she does it, but she brings we bring about 5 pounds every year.
Yeah, it was delicious.
They clean that right up. That's the first thing to go. And then we got about, I think yesterday we made about 35 pounds of side pork. And all of them desserts, people, you know, are so generous and kind. they bring stuff, and I mean it's a camaraderie, John, just like probably in the military. There's people come and drink bottled water and just laugh and joke with the rest of the people that are here. And
I did say bottled water. I missed the bottled water.
Yeah, I missed the bottled water, too, because John sent me some pictures. I didn't see
the bottled water.
Well, I bought a case, and I think there's one bottle gone, so that's just an example.
And that was just the mix.
Go ahead.
Is that marinated, then, that pork?
I believe she does. I can't tell you exactly, Jim, but I think it's marinated, and it's just like a Taiwanese recipe that... Every year she brings a whole container of that, and then that seems to be quite popular. And it is good. It's delicious.
I loved it. Tell me about... Now, you were saying that side pork is basically bacon without being cured. Is that right?
That's it.
So
you know what? It used to be so cheap. You could buy side pork anywhere because nobody really wanted it. It was just like But now people go camping, and they put it over, an open fire, and they turn it, and now we got to order this stuff well in advance, or you're not going to get the side pork. It's available, but we go to Marchant's in Brussels.
Oh, that's great! Love that store.
Yeah, and it's got the side pork has got a little bone in, and that makes it kind of a special too. I don't know what that cut is, but.
And how do you cook that? How do you cook the side pork?
We put it right in oil. Like in
a deep fryer.
A deep fryer. Well, that's healthy. Okay,
well,
good.
It takes all of the grease out, so it's probably one of the most healthiest foods you can eat.
This is a true story. It's like there's hardly any carbs. There's like no carbs. So that's why I ate so much.
Well, it comes out, and it's just like it's amazing. It's really good, and I mean it's these guys with the food that we got here. But it's quite an event, and it's grown over the years. But it's something I enjoy doing. Me and Mike VanHeuvel, he does all of the cooking and the frying. And
well, John didn't sleep for two nights before that.
He was
excited about it.
Well, he probably won't sleep for two nights after either.
Hey, not to say there are illegal substances floating around, Jimmy. Not to say there was illegal substances floating around by some guy, but I tasted some maple syrup moonshine.
Oh, that bottle was empty. Hell, you should sell that.
Yeah,
they pass it around just like in the old days, and everybody takes a drink, and then they just watch the fun.
Yeah, how did this start, Jim?
It started out probably 10, 12. I can't tell you, John, exactly, but we used to get together with about 8 guys, and then Mike would make breakfast for us. We'd have side pork and eggs at his house on Lime Kiln Road. And then about 10 o'clock, we'd leave because we'd all go golfing at 11. Well, we'd have a few extra people there, and we kind of decided, why don't you guys do this after? And then we can stick around longer. So, okay, so then they start coming by me because I don't live that far from Twin Oaks. So it grew from what it is then and to what it is now, but... it's something we all look forward to every year.
There's a classic car show, basically, that you have there. It's almost like a Vietnam vets reunion for so many Vietnam vets that are there. A great group.
We got a little invitation that I send out, and you know what? If you got a car and you want to bring it or you got something that you'd like to bring, by all means do. I think yesterday we had maybe 12 cars here, and we started out with probably 3-4. But, you know, that's something that just, like anything else, you start it out, and it grows.
Yeah. And I, it's appropriately named.
Cholesterol Fest.
Was that the original, or did some doctor observe it and say, hey,
it's the Cholesterol Festival with a little phrase in there, the heyday of horseplay, and it works out good. It's kind of, it's a good time.
Although, you know what my favorite thing in the whole thing is, though, Jim? I'll be honest, everything, basically, but the bread, that homemade bread.
Well, you got to attribute that to my wife. She takes mostly care of that, and she's it takes a little bit of work to set this all up, and between my wife and my son and friends, it all happens, and it's all. If you went by today, you would never know there was a party because everything's all cleaned up already. Well, it didn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah, isn't that great that you do that?
It
the
is.
Camaraderie.
It really is.
I mean, and that's fun to base it around something, and your something is. The reason I keep talking about it, I'm waiting for an invite. You know, that just that would be in my wheelhouse too. Johnny and I have a lot in common. One of the things is eating.
But why I still think it's amazing, Jimmy. The first guy I talked to last night, I was talking about the show I'm doing here with Jim, and he goes, "Oh yeah, I drove his dad and his uncles to the Arthur Godfrey show." What are the odds of that?
Yeah, you seemed like you had a pretty good group of people there last night. Actually, John called me and I talked to the guys. So yeah, well, that's very nice of you to do that. And
You know, so many times you meet people at funeral homes and you say, why do we have to do this? So now right. You get together with a joyous occasion and just get 75 people together and have one heck of a time.
You know, that is so important, especially after this COVID thing, too. I just, you know, block parties, events, and we've got to get back to that because that's really why we're here is to just celebrate each other. And, you know, I'm getting a little bit older and, you know, I got to go to a funeral today and it's like, gee, I wish I would have spent more time with her before. But that's just the way life goes. But that's great you're doing this. You'll just, you're making a lot of people happy. And
well, and they're making me happy. So it's
yeah, like, sounds
it works
like it.
Works both ways.
All right. Well, thanks for what
you're... next year, maybe you have to, if I invite you, you better be here.
Well, I'll be there for that. Cholesterol Fest. I'll put it on my calendar as soon as I get the invite.
He will be there. Jimmy Umantum, it's always fun, buddy. And nice job you do taking care of all the guys.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, bye.
Take care.
All right.
Jimmy, you would love it out there.
I'm going next year. Hey, I just want to plug tomorrow's show real quick. Tomorrow, all right, we got to get going. Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit more about some drug issues in our community and what we're doing as a community to eradicate it. So join us tomorrow. Thanks for joining us today. This has been a great show.
It's been a lot of fun. Back in tomorrow morning, Mine with the Mayor. See ya.
Your local bug test.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.